put up your trees, hang the stockings, and get the fuzzy handcuffs out, because it's cuffing season. And if you don't remember cuffing, that's where lonely singles agree to pair off just for the holidays so they can feel a little bit less lonely. And Brooke, I read your last Facebook post. I hear you're not cuffed yet.
No, I'm married.
Oh, you want more than one cuff?
Yeah.
You're looking for that triple cuff action. I got you. I must have read it wrong. But if you're not planning on cuffing, maybe you're more inclined to get winter coated.
What is that? Is that an actual thing, or is that something you're making up?
That's the new term that's been popping up online, winter coating. And it doesn't have anything to do with snow or the 40 extra pounds you're probably going to be putting on over the holidays. Winter coating is where an ex comes back into your life just for the holidays.
Oh, man, I hope this happens.
Alexis?
I'm down.
Yeah.
You hold me up.
You do it maybe just to hit up some parties together or to Hallmark and chill. But then by springtime, they're gone again.
Yeah.
It's like you're breaking out your winter coat only to put it back in the closet once it warms up again.
Now I get it.
Brooke, would you like Jose to winter coat you right now?
He's not my ex.
Just for our Instagram, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
No. Makes sense.
Oh, that's right. You want more than one man. You want to be Burlington Coat Factory.
Man, I mean,
this Instagram post is going to be so good. We're going to get so many likes.
Brooks the coat goat.
If I was single, yes. It wouldn't be the first time I had a family dinner with two exes at the table, I'll tell you that.
Because they were both your family members.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck to everybody winter coating out there. Now we got to move on to the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
We're going to send it over to the person that everybody wants to cuff, but nobody can. It's Digital Jake.
I wish, Jake.
Uncuffable.
Tell us what we're doing today, Mr. Uncuffable.
We're just a few weeks away from Christmas, and I'm curious.
Yay.
Alexis, what's your favorite present you've ever received?
I
don't know. Money? What?
I don't know.
Just cash.
Wow. Clothes? I don't know.
Oh my God, Santa did all that work for all those years.
You don't have one core memory of being like ecstatic about one thing.
I just asked for clothes and like Ugg boots.
Even as a kid.
There wasn't one thing you wanted that you cried when you
as
opened
a child?
I'm sorry to disappoint you with my answer.
Well, my favorite present ever would be for you guys to actually think and come up with good answers to my questions.
Oh boy, one day, Jake.
That would be a great gift for me. But you know who could really use a good present, even more than Mr. Uncuffable, is the big jolly guy up north.
Oh yeah.
And that was a question asked to 1,000 people. Name a present you think Santa would like for Christmas.
Oh, interesting.
I have the top five most common responses, and we'll give it a go in another holiday edition of Unglued Family Feud. We'll start with the man who lists the North Pole as one of his top five places to sit.
Young Jeffrey.
Huh. One day.
Okay. Jeffrey, name a present you think Santa might want for Christmas.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking, what does Santa really need after the holidays are over?
You're looking for a need, not a want.
He needs a gym membership. After eating all of those cookies,
rude.
Santa wants to get back in shape, looking good for Mrs. Claus.
That
is insulting. You would be on the naughty list if you gave Santa that.
And that would be a win for me.
Yeah.
So let me go with, what's a gym membership, please, for 500?
Gym membership is not on my list. Let's go over to Alexis.
Likes it fat.
Well, like I said, I like getting clothes for Christmas. And I think Santa could use a new outfit.
Oh, you think that he should switch it up?
Does he feel lame? He's in the same clothes every year. I mean, it's like, I just feel like he doesn't have to get rid of it, but he could just get like a new color, like something like that.
Or maybe like more of a crop look, like you want Santa in a crop top. Like,
why is he in so much coverage?
He does wear boots. He would love a Ugg boots.
He would love Ugg boots. He'd be so warm.
Oh, that's actually
Ugg boots.
That's actually a good idea.
Like, legit.
So I'm gonna go with a new fit for Santa, Jake.
A new Santa suit is number two.
Everybody agrees, Santa.
Very good answer. Jose, a present Santa might want for Christmas.
This one's really tough, but my first instinct was like, what does Santa want on his downtime? Mm-hmm. You know, when he's done working, that unreal, crazy, just super hard shift.
Yeah.
You know?
But what are some of his hobbies, his passions?
And I think drinking alcohol is.
I think
he gets back after a 24-hour all-nighter, and he sits back to a nice cup of, like, hot buttered rum or something. So I'm going to say alcohol, Jake.
Alcohol? is number 4 on my list.
Really? That's where he gets those rosy cheeks.
Santa's such a lush.
I see.
Belly, too. Alex and Jose are safe.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Santa would love us. We're on the nice list. Yeah,
Brooke, the survey asked, what present would Santa want for Christmas? And I need an answer.
You know, my kids actually think about stuff like this. My daughter's Santa letter she already wrote.
Cute.
And she said at the end, P.S., Santa, what did you dress up as for Halloween last year?
Oh, that's so cute, bro.
Good question. I know, what do you think he would ask? That's so funny.
He's like the devil.
Okay, what would Santa want for Christmas? Man, he drinks a lot of eggnog and hot cocoa.
What about a reindeer shock collar? I mean, you got to teach Rudolph how to be good.
Yeah, when Blitzen's acting up.
Yeah. Honestly, he spends a lot of time in that sleigh. I would think some nice sleigh accessories would be cool for him.
Really smart. Maybe heated.
Like maybe speaker.
Yeah, new sound system.
Or a blender to make margaritas.
Oh. No, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. I'm going to go with, can I just say sled accessories?
Sleigh accessories?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that. It's wrong.
Jeffrey. He'd be a great kid, though.
That would be good.
Heated steering wheel. Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
Rains.
Rains. Yeah, some heated rains.
Or some hydraulics. That would be cool.
He rolls up on the roof.
I'm going to go the opposite of my first answer. If he doesn't want a gym membership, maybe he wants even more cookies.
More cookies?
He wants a cookie cake.
I thought of some kind of food.
Yeah, let's go. Santa's doubling down on the cookies.
Cookies? Number 3 on the list.
Hey, Jeffrey.
How could Santa want more cookies?
You just can't get enough, dude.
Let's go over the top 5 answers. The number 1 response, 720 people out of 1,000 said this, a vacation.
Oh.
Santa needs a day off.
Duh. Yeah, okay.
He only works one night, so yeah.
But it's a tough shift.
Alexis got number 2. That was a new suit. Jeffrey got number 3 was cookies. Number 4 Jose got was booze, and number 5 was hand warmers.
Oh.
Very close to a sleigh accessory.
Gloves or something. Okay.
All right, well, Brooke, you're actually going to be getting shocked today, and somebody wanted to hear Santa Claus is coming to town.
Aw.
Perfect.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Yeah.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa!
You look so confused when you sang that line.
Yeah, I couldn't remember how that part went for some reason. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't know where I was going.
That's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.